USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I ask you to join me.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, the latest Democrat to enter the field for the White House.
Now, the road ahead will not be easy. The battles will be tough. The obstacles great. But I know that when we stand united by our love for our people and for our country, there is no obstacle we cannot overcome.
Gabbard announces on a Waikiki beach yesterday, becoming the eighth Democratic candidate to officially announce a run, though still more are expected to join the field. On the field, New England's Tom Brady will be in his ninth Super Bowl later today, facing off against the L.A. Rams. But Brady says his appreciation for being in the big game has only grown through the years.
I just have more appreciation because the older you get, you know, the fewer chances you're going to have.
Kickoff in Atlanta's just past 6:30 Eastern, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says an apology he made on Friday was sort of premature. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing, he now claims he was not either of the people pictured, a person in blackface and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks.
Northam says he won't resign, though there are growing calls from both parties for him to do so. Pope Francis kicking off a historic three-day visit to the United Arab Emirates. He'll be the first pontiff to ever visit there. 135,000 tickets have been given out to attend a mass at a sports stadium in Abu Dhabi. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As we told you at the top of this newscast, another Democrat has entered an already crowded field for the White House in 2020, as Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard made her announcement yesterday. Well, President Trump could face some challenges from within his own party in 2020, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls, and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table.
Layoffs that General Motors announced in November will start this week. The auto giant says it will lay off 4,000 salaried workers tomorrow, the start of an overall effort to reduce the company's North American workforce by 15%. GM says it wants to free up $6 billion a year to invest in a new generation of vehicles. And a 30-second ad during the Super Bowl later today costs $5.25 million. The cost of an ad during this year's game, a new record. The game this evening between the L.A. Rams and New England Patriots does start at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS. Whoever you root for, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.